Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Today on the Well One Connection, we visit with Doug Myers about his experience in utilizing wound care to help save his leg after an amputation of his other leg due to diabetes. Doug, thanks for being here. Introduce us to yourself, please.
I'm Doug Myers. I work at NAPA when I ain't at wound care, but I like watching races, watch football, do a lot of bowling.
I heard something about Cool Deadwood Nights.
Yep, I like to go out to the hills four-wheeling, Cool Deadwood Nights, yep.
Okay, cars are a hobby.
I do, I like cars. I like to be able to walk.
And it's so much something most of us take for granted
exactly.
Every day, right?
Yep.
So a little bit of your story up until now. Are you from Huron?
I grew up in Woolsey, but I didn't move very far. I went to school in Woolsey, grew up in Woolsey, moved to Huron 23 years ago, and been here ever since.
Been working at NAPA for a long time?
No, actually, when I moved to town, I was working. I worked at Big A, then it switched to CarQuest, then it went to Sturt Events, then it closed. That's when I went to NAPA.
Okay. So always in the car, yeah. the auto yeah. realm there. Something that requires you to be on your feet a lot.
Exactly. Yep. That was the biggest thing, is being able to walk a lot.
So a little bit about your story, Doug, as far as how maybe you started having some problems with your first leg that had been amputated.
Well, that all comes down to stupidity. I got a sore on the bottom of my foot, and I didn't take care of it until it was too late. Well, by the time it was too late, I had infection halfway up to my knee. And, of course, when we came in, I was so weak that I came in here, and on a Sunday, and on a Monday, they took my leg off.
Wow, okay. So, because you got that sore, is it because of diabetes, or
well,
is it?
I think
do you know
so.
Why you initially got and that sore?
See,
was it an
I
injury?
I didn't know I had diabetes until that night either. I learned a lot on Sunday night.
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
And yeah, I learned that I had diabetes. My sugar was up to 638 or something like that when I came in. Yeah, I learned a lot in a week that I was here.
Yeah, I bet you did. Yeah. I think that some, you know, we all ignore those little things.
Yeah.
And we think, we'll be fine, right?
So after that leg, well, then right away they said if I had anything develop on this leg, well, all of a sudden I got a sore on the inside of my leg. And I thought, okay, going to the doctor. Well, I ended up breaking my arch bone. I shattered it. And in the windup, it hairline fractured all five of my toes. Well, I ended up getting infection in the whole thing then. Well, so I had to take IVs for 6 weeks. Well, and this was November, I think. You know, right in the middle of winter. So my options was to try to make it to the hospital every day for three times a day, or go live in the nursing home. And I went and lived in the nursing home for 6 weeks with a cast. Well, at the beginning, I wasn't even supposed to be on it. By the time I left there, they had got me onto a knee scooter. So when I left, I was on a knee scooter. I pushed myself around on a knee scooter for 2 weeks. Then we went to Aberdeen and had surgery. Well, then I was more or less in a wheelchair then, because that thing didn't make you mobile at all. I did that for 6 weeks. And like I said, we made our trips up here multiple times. Even with the cast before that, I had to come up once a week and have it cut off and put back on just to make sure there was no sores developing in there. And so even when I got my cage then, by then I was back home. I lived with my mom for 3 months, 4 months, somewhere around there, maybe longer, with this cage on Memorial is about when I got it off. So then I went back to a cast for another 6 weeks. Well, I pushed myself around for 6 weeks working part-time. on an e-scooter.
That's tough. After, I mean, remembering throughout this whole story that you are still doing this without one leg, that,
right.
You know, it's not like you've lived your whole life without that. That's and something
I
fairly new to you as well.
Push myself around with that prosthetic leg.
Right.
So I did that for 6 weeks. When I got the cast off, I had a walking boot for probably at least 4 weeks, 5 weeks, because the swelling was so bad in it. I couldn't put a shoe on. We'd been to Sioux Falls twice and trying to get a shoe on and couldn't get a shoe on. My sister ordered a shoe off of the internet that was tie-up. I was using ones that were just a slip-on shoe. Well, they wouldn't stretch far enough to go over my foot. Well, so we finally got a shoe to fit. Right after that, he told me that I could start walking. So I did. I started walking, but he wanted me to walk with the boot on for 2 hours, then put a tennis shoe on, then go back to the boot. I had to alternate that for about a week. After my week, then I was able to more or less walk with just the tennis shoe all the time.
So this is when you're working with Dr. Stapp, who's a podiatrist, right?
Yep.
He's the one that's kind of guiding you through all of this, and you're in the interim coming up and getting wound care services.
Yep. He, like I said,
time.
He come up here. He came to town every 2 weeks. He comes to the clinic. Mm-hmm. And when I was up here changing out my cast, he would come up and look at it then. You know, they'd make sure about 11 o'clock he'd close, you know, be done down there. He'd stop up here and look at it with Becca. And then he would, okay, you know, and they'd put the cast back on and away I go.
So almost a year ago now, when you discovered this other sore on your other leg and you discovered the broken bones, and did you think you'd be in a shoe walking again?
No, because, well, when Dr. Mathers come in, he was the first one to come see me when I came in, and I told him I was fighting for it.
That's, so, that's a decision you made to definitely.
After I lost this one, I wasn't losing this one.
Yep. And you.
I mean, and I looked, I watched a lot of different things that people have done with two prosthetic legs, but I didn't want to try.
Yep.
So, and like I said, when I talked to Dr. Stapp right away, he looked at me, he goes, I can fix it. Okay, we're fixing it.
And a year later, and here you are walking in to see us.
Exactly.
Today.
I still can't walk a straight line, but I can walk.
So throughout this time, you'd already had experience with wound care here from your other from your other leg.
Yep.
They used some skin grafting over the course of, I think, 6 months, right? So you were up here. I mean, you've been up here the course of 2 years as we really talk about that.
Yep.
But some skin grafting. What was the treatment like? How did it progress? Did you see big changes in? Obviously, you had to take that cast off to see what was happening in there. But did you see big changes over time?
I did. You could definitely see, you know, like the swelling was going down compared to what you started at, you know, after surgery. Yeah, we watched, you know, and I took pictures of it every time they took it off because of that sore being on the side. They watched that real close. And yeah, I took pictures about every time I was up here.
So was your team impressed with the progress at how well it healed?
Yeah, Ginger. She was the one that I kind of started out with after I had my foot rebuilt. She's the one that removed the stitches. Right towards the end was the first time I had seen her again. She had been up here.
Oh.
And she came in right away because she wanted to see it.
I'm sure she did.
And, you know, and most of the time, Karen and Debbie would all come in there, you know, whether they were helping me or not, they'd come in and look. And because, like you said, they were watching the progress.
You feel like they were invested in your recovery?
Yep.
So how was your interaction? You got to know the team pretty well. How do you feel that your interactions and how was it working with this team up here?
I'd work with them in a heartbeat. I mean, like I said, they took care of me for 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, more or less.
So when we were chatting before we were recording here, we talked about how, you know, you had to go to Sioux Falls for some of your care and you had to go to Aberdeen for some surgeries and some things like that with podiatry, but you did all your wound care here. What would have that meant to you if we didn't have that in town or you couldn't get that here? I mean, how do you feel
about
that?
Been tough because, like I said, both times I've been up here has been during the winter. And to try to get, like you said, to Sioux Falls, to Aberdeen, it'd have been tough. Here, you know, I've known Becca, you know, before. And you see them every day compared to you go out of town. You see them when you're there, you know. And people I said, every time I come up here, I see the same one. So, you know, that's way nicer.
If there's other people listening who are maybe they've got a wound that they're fearful or they don't know what to do about it, what would you tell them? What would you recommend?
Well, whatever you do, watch it.
Can happen pretty quickly.
Exactly. It don't take very much. You don't know what's there. I'd say Becca and Debbie and Karen are great. I'd go up and have them help me in a heartbeat.
And hopefully you don't have to.
Exactly.
Hopefully you can just come visit them. Right?
There you go.
I feel like your story can impact people because it's, I think we can take that into any aspect of our health, whether it's a wound or something we feel like not right, pay attention to it and make sure that we get it taken care of. Well, we appreciate you coming in and chatting with us and so thankful you're here and you walked in with that shoe on, which
there you
is
go.
Pretty awesome. It's probably been a long year and you made some sacrifices to keep that leg.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.